Giuseppe Zafuto, the Council of Europe is behind a peace camp for young people which starts today. Why is the organisation involved in this?
The organization is dealing with youth policies since 40 years, and this is a way of involving young people in political life at European level. The Council of Europe has been a front runner on youth policies with the creation of a youth center in Strasbourg. And this initiative is just one of the major projects that the Council of Europe is running in the field. And this is the eighth edition of the peace camp. And the Council of Europe wants to involve many young people from conflict regions or post-conflict regions in order to create dialogue among them.
So who's been invited to take part?
We have this year 51 young people. There are 42 participants and 9 facilitators. And the composition of the group is quite interesting. We have youngsters coming from Armenia, Azerbaijan, Israel, Kosovo, both communities, various communities, as you know, in Kosovo, Georgia, the Russian Federation, and the Palestinian National Authority.
So this peace camp lasts for 1 week. What will be the main themes of conversation and discussion?
This is the first time for many participants to actually see the other that usually is living in a different country. Dialogue, of course, is the key word of this meeting. At the same time, you shouldn't forget that this is a capacity-building project for people to share experiences. And seeing each other from countries that have been in delicate situations is not easy.
Now, you mentioned that this is the eighth year of the peace camp. How would you evaluate the success of the event so far over these 8 years?
We have a success story. The success story is from 2011 peace camp. Today, 6 Israelis and Palestinians are actually organizing monthly meetings in the so-called Green Line, and they are doing some community projects together. The Council of Europe has a long history of facilitating community projects, also in some countries where, of course, the situation now is pretty much stable. Let's think about Cyprus, you know, just one example. So the bi-communal activities are part of this process that is engaging people together. And at the same time, this is also a way of removing wrong ideas. And despite the fact that, of course, we have new technologies and new ways of meeting people, a face-to-face contact is always very appropriate.